Chapter 18. Christ, Our Example. In order to do the will of God, we must search His Word, that we may know His doctrine, and put to the task all our entrusted ability. We must be diligent in prayer, and fervent in simple, wholehearted service to God. Those who are engaged as teachers in the Sabbath school should hunger and thirst for divine truth, that they may impart this spirit to those under their care, and lead their pupils to seek for truth as for hidden treasure. We do not want our Sabbath schools conducted in such a way as to make hypocrites of the pupils, for such cannot advance the interests of true religion. Then let there be more attention given to seeking God, that the Spirit of the Lord may be in your school, than that you may have every mechanical arrangement you may desire. High pretensions of any kind are out of place in the Sabbath school work, and the mechanical working of the school is of little value if the Spirit of God does not soften and mold the hearts of the teachers and pupils. Let not the teacher in Sabbath school follow the example of those who do not grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even though those who minister in the sacred desk have given them such an example. He who would be accepted as a laborer together with God must not be found imitating the tone, manners, or ideas of any other man. He must learn of God and be endowed with heavenly wisdom. God has given the gift of reason and intellect to one worker the same as He has to another, and according to your ability, you are to put your talents out to the exchangers. The Lord would not have any worker the mere shadow of another whom He admires. The teacher must grow up into the measure of the stature of Christ, not to the measure of some finite, erring mortal. You are to grow in grace. And where is grace to be found? Only in Christ, the divine pattern. Then let everyone look to Christ and copy the divine model. Let every worker tax his powers to the utmost to work in harmony with the plan of God. Let him learn in the school of Christ, that he may be wise in instructing others. Those who are committed to the care of the teacher in the Sabbath school will need the wisdom and experience that God can give to the follower of Christ. Let the teacher learn of Christ's meekness and lowliness of heart, that he may be a true teacher and win his pupils to Christ, that they, in turn, may become faithful missionaries in the great harvest field. Sabbath School Worker, October 1, 1892, Paragraph 6.